This is Fresh Air. Today, Netflix started streaming all 13 episodes of Season 2 of Jessica Jones, one of several Netflix dramas based on characters from the Marvel Comics universe. The first season of Jessica Jones premiered back in 2015. Our TV critic David Bianculli says it stood out then as a very mature and dark superhero series, and stands out even more today. Here's his review.
Back in the day, some 3 years ago, when Netflix would unveil a new original series every few months rather than carpet bomb them on a weekly basis, Jessica Jones got and deserved a lot of attention. It was based on a comic book series from Marvel called Alias, no relation to the Jennifer Garner spy series, and starred Kristen Ritter, who had been so unforgettably intense on Breaking Bad as Jesse Pinkman's junky girlfriend. In Jessica Jones, she played a woman who had super strength and other abilities, but didn't really want them. She never wore a costume, and preferred to get drunk alone rather than patrol the streets of New York looking for evil. For all of season one, she battled a severe case of post-traumatic stress disorder. She had been apprehended and played with like a puppet for months by a powerful mutant named Kilgrave, who had the ability to control her thoughts and actions with his mind. When she finally broke free from his sinister clutches, he turned his powers on her sister, Trish. And that's when, at the end of season one, she found a way to get close enough to kill him. Kristen Ritter and Jessica Jones resurfaced last year in The Defenders as one of several Marvel Comics heroes and Netflix TV series characters teamed for a special miniseries. Ritter as Jones easily was the best of the bunch. And now that her character is back for a new season, her anger seems even more focused and correctly placed. Jessica Jones always was about a woman who rebelled against conformity and power structures and resented deeply being controlled, literally, by a powerful and amoral man. But for season two, in this Me Too era, Jessica's overt anger seems particularly timely and aggressively vocal. Jessica has opened her own low-rent private eye firm, Alias Investigations. And in this scene, Jessica and her assistant Malcolm are visited by a man named Price Chang, played by Terry Chen. He has an offer, but she wants no part of it.
So what can I do for you that you can't already do for yourself?
Nothing. I mean, I have all the resources and support staff a PI needs. My suite of offices, extensive client list, excellent employee benefits. But having a power person on staff could bring in new clients.
You want to hire her?
I want to absorb Alias Investigations.
Why?
Chen Consulting needs to branch out. We want to stay competitive.
No, thanks.
You would have complete autonomy. Okay, take only the cases that are meaningful to you.
No.
Look, you might want to hear the offer before you piss on it.
You don't want me. You just want to eliminate the competition.
I never take no for an answer.
How rapey of you.
Look, I can't have you siphon off my clientele.
I don't want your idiot clients. I don't want most of my own.
Okay, great, but they want you, right? Because you're a vigilante superhero.
I wouldn't call her that.
Get out.
Fine. You can't join them, beat them.
Oh, is that what you think you're gonna do? You think you're gonna beat me?
I'm gonna make you realize that working for me is your best option. I always deal with my problems head on.
And I always deal with threats head on, meaning I punch them in the head until they're unconscious. Wanna see?
As tough as she talks, though, Jessica is in turmoil beneath the surface. Unlike most superhero origin stories, Jessica's source of her powers is a mystery even to her. And solving that mystery, with help from Sister Trish, is one of this season's primary storylines. Another is coming to terms with what the evil Kilgrave did to her, as well as what she ultimately did to him. As Jessica reveals in this scene with her sister, played by Rachel Taylor, who is encouraging Jessica to face her past demons and memories.
What if facing it makes me worse? I've already killed someone. Kilgrave gave you no choice. I snapped his neck, and I felt the pop, and Trisha, it was easy. Jessica. You're not a killer. I've killed. Ergo, I'm a killer. I don't even know what ergo means, but it sounded right.
Melissa Rosenberg, who adapted the Twilight stories for the screen and was a producer and head writer on Showtime's Dexter, has hired a different female director for each of this season's 13 episodes. That might sound like a gimmick, but until Hollywood equalizes its employment opportunities, to me it's a very clever way to further amplify this show's particularly feminist voice. Rosenberg and her collaborators have crafted Jessica Jones in a way that transcends the superhero genre. Ritter plays the part of Jessica with the sullenness of a film noir detective, but in this season also has a mission overshadowing whatever case she reluctantly takes on. After what happened to her at the hands of a controlling male villain, she's using her strength and her voice to make a difference.
David Bianculli is the founder and editor of the website TV Worth Watching. His latest book is The Platinum Age of Television, From I Love Lucy to The Walking Dead, How TV Became Terrific. He reviewed the second season of Jessica Jones, which just started streaming today on Netflix.